1330 WHBL, Sheboygan. News, talk, sports. A service of Midwest Communications. Now, from the WHBL newsroom, here's Mike Kinzel and Rusty Melberg.
Good afternoon at 12 noon. Rusty, we're up to 64 degrees.
Well, that tops the high for the day of 60 degrees, but partly sunny skies and maybe some showers later on this afternoon.
Breaking news this noon, Wisconsin Senate President Mike Ellis said today he'll not run for re-election this fall after a secretly recorded video showed him discussing an illegal campaign scheme. The Neenah Republican called his home district newspaper, the Appleton Post-Crescent, to announce his decision. His office confirmed it to other media. They say Ellis will be issuing a statement shortly. He was planning to run this fall against State Assembly Democrat Penny Bernard Schaber of Appleton, who would have been his first election challenger in 16 years. Instead, Ellis calling it quits on a 44-year legislative career. On Wednesday, the conservative Project Veritas released a video in which Ellis talked about creating an independent political action committee with up to $500,000 in funding. He was recorded at a bar across from the state capitol at the time. Ellis said his campaign fundraiser would use a so-called super PAC to launch attacks on Schaber, something which he never put into action.
In national news, President Obama is nominating Budget Director Sylvia Matthews-Burwell to replace the resigning Health and Human Services Director Kathleen Sebelius.
This is the most meaningful work I've ever been a part of. In fact, it's been the cause of my life.
In a White House ceremony, Obama remarked that Sebelius will be remembered for being the person in charge of Health and Human Services when America decided quality, affordable health care is a right, not a privilege.
A Sheboygan man is facing two counts of felony child abuse in connection with injuries to his 6 and 9-year-old daughters. 28-year-old Ku Vang charged yesterday in Sheboygan County Court after personnel at James Madison School noticed the injuries on Tuesday and then contacted police. Vang admitted to investigators he'd become upset with the girls last week, kicked the 9-year-old in the leg hard enough to knock her to the floor. He then struck the 6-year-old on the back with the handle of a play broom. Vang also admitted to keeping the girls home from school for 2 days, fearing that marks and bruises would be seen. He's now facing up to 7 years in prison if convicted.
Milwaukee Police Chief Ed Flynn is speaking out after a 2-year-old was hit by a bullet while watching cartoons in his own home. Flynn is renewing his plea for people to turn in felons with guns.
Between 80 and 85% of our victims of firearm violence have criminal records. More than 90% of our suspects have criminal records. And yet they carry firearms with impunity.
The family of the toddler just moved into a home last week. Chief Flynn believes those bullets may have been intended for the person who used to live there.
Well, at least 10 people are dead after that crash on a Northern California interstate yesterday. Jessica Rosenthal has the latest information.
A charter bus with more than 40 high school students collided with a FedEx truck when the truck crossed a median on Interstate 5 north of Sacramento. Explosions were heard and both vehicles burst into flames. Witnesses could see smoke for miles.
I seen a gentleman here that they said was on fire, and they put him on the gurney and then they life flighted him out.
The students from the LA area were on a trip sponsored by Humboldt State University. A spokesman for the university said they hired the charter bus but would not say which company. A statement from FedEx says they're deeply saddened by the accident and are cooperating with authorities. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News Radio.
Just hours after a devastating bat disease was confirmed in Wisconsin, we learned that it's knocking on the state's territorial door from Upper Michigan. The DNR in that state said yesterday that white-nose syndrome was confirmed in bats located in 3 counties, including one that borders far northeast Wisconsin. The disease has the potential to wipe out entire species of bats, and the DNR's Aaron Crane says it's a sad day for Wisconsin.
Bats play a significant role in consuming what humans consider pests, so things like mosquitoes and agricultural pests and forest pests, so things like gypsy moths and all those other things.
White-nose syndrome has killed nearly 6 million bats in the U.S. and Northeast Canada since it was first spotted in New York in 2006.
Hundreds of jobs being slashed by Oshkosh Corporation this summer, the announcement made yesterday.
Oshkosh Defense is announcing a workforce reduction of approximately 700 production positions in June and elimination of 60 office positions through July. We expect The vast majority of office reductions come from retirements and temporary positions.
And those moves are due to a drop in defense spending as more than a decade of wars coming to an end.
The estate of a man who killed himself in 2010 while being treated at Mendota Mental Health Institute will receive over $562,000 from the state. The settlement was announced yesterday, ending a lawsuit brought by the family of 27-year-old Jason Peters. His mother, Nancy Barton, filed the lawsuit because staff members were supposed to check on her son every 15 minutes, but didn't realize he was dead for 18 hours. Their notes said he appeared to be asleep.
Winnebago County Sheriff's officials say five fishermen were stranded on the ice of Lake Winnebago, and a big chunk of it broke away from shore late yesterday morning. When deputies arrived on the scene, 58-year-old Rick Kramas of West Dallas and 56-year-old John Hoffman of Menasha were wet and cold from swimming to shore. Three others had already left the scene. The ice had broken away from the shore, leaving about a 30-foot gap in the 7-foot-deep water. Kramas and Hoffman didn't know their names when rescuers asked.
Interesting situation. Yeah, hard to imagine that you're out on the ice.
Yeah, I didn't think there was that much ice around. How about that forecast, Rusty?
Well, partly sunny. There are some showers moving through Wisconsin. Maybe we'll see some later today. High near 60 expected. Tonight, partly cloudy, low near 42. But a wet weekend in store. 50s for high Saturday. 40s, upper 40s for Sunday.
Right now, it's a pleasant 64 degrees in the Sheboygan area. As we return to Rush Limbaugh on WHBL. WHBL News Time is now 12:06.